USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government jobs report for July has been released, and it shows around 164,000 new jobs added last month. That's above the economists' forecasts, in most cases, of about 154,000 or 10,000 jobs less. And it shows unemployment remaining unchanged at 3.7%. President Trump was talking about the economy at a campaign rally in Cincinnati last night.
The era of economic surrender is over.
The Washington Post reporting the Trump administration may be on the brink of reaching a deal under which the Taliban in Afghanistan would agree to a ceasefire and renunciation of al-Qaeda, allowing the United States to bring home around 4,000 of the 14,000 U.S. troops still stationed there. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A day after big Wall Street losses because of renewed concerns about a trade war with China, China is sending a clear warning to the Trump administration after President Trump yesterday says he'll impose 10% tariffs on more Chinese imports effective September 1st if a trade deal is not reached by then. Chinese officials now say their country will have to take countermeasures if that happens. President Trump telling reporters yesterday,
"When my people came home, they said we're talking, but in the meantime, until such time as there's a deal, we'll be taxing them."
Saoirse Kennedy Hill, the 22-year-old granddaughter of the late Robert F. Kennedy, has reportedly died of an opioid overdose at the Kennedy compound on Cape Cod. Apple now suspending a program that helped contractors grade the digital assistant Siri's responses when it was discovered they could also hear people's personal conversations. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A Maryland congressman's home in Baltimore broken into just as President Trump was beginning tweeting about that city's crime rate. Baltimore police confirming they're investigating the burglary at the home of Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings that happened last Saturday morning. It happened just about 2 hours before President Trump started the first tweets that focused on Cummings and Baltimore crime. You're listening to USA Radio News. The FBI says it believes that Amazon drivers could be part of a theft ring involving millions of dollars worth of packaged goods. The FBI is saying in the past 6 years, the theft ring leader had received at least $10 million by selling items on Amazon. A search warrant affidavit unsealed in Seattle says two contract Amazon delivery drivers were involved as well. Investigators say storefront businesses posing as pawn shops would buy the goods from shoplifters and then they'd resell them online. A new California law aims to reduce head injuries among young football players. The Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing the law limiting full contact practices to 30 minutes just twice a week. It bans full contact practice during the off season for youth football teams. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.